You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scooper Hoop-Board.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank, at HoopBallPels is the show. Happy Easter, everyone. Been a little while since the last episode, since we played the Celtics and managed to pull out a win there. Had a back-to-back the last couple of days. We've got lots to talk about today. A few roster moves. Injuries are just coming out of nowhere. We've been absolutely decimated by them. We're going to recap the last two games, being the Magic and the Atlanta Hawks, both at home. And, we might as well get into it. So, on the news front, the team has signed Isaiah Thomas to a 10-day contract. The 5'11 guard, I think he is. That might be generous. He might be a bit shorter than that. Joining the team. He hasn't played for a couple of years. You might remember him from his stellar All-Star season for the Boston Celtics a few years ago now, where he was phenomenal. He had massive hip injury and played right through. Took him to the Eastern Conference Finals. His sister died and he played the next day and dropped 50, and it was just unbelievable. He's the sort of guy that you want on your team because of the winning mentality, the loyalty, and also the all-star caliber player that he has been. He knows how to win. He knows how to get success. And, I think he'll be a great addition. This is in light of all of the injuries that has just hit the team out of nowhere almost. Woke up before the Magic game and realized that we were playing with basically no one. Brandon Ingram, not basically no one. It's a bit rude for the guys that did play. But Brandon Ingram was out with a toe irritation. Zion Williamson out with a thumb strain. I think that were the two main ones in that game. So we went in. Oh, and Lonzo Ball, of course, with a hip flexor as well. Then after that game, we had the Hawks straight away. Josh Hart is out with a torn UCL, which is a ligament in your thumb. And he played 40 minutes or so in the Magic game and obviously arced it right up that he's now probably going to miss most of the season, which is not good at all. We also had, after the Hawks game, an announcement that Kyra Lewis Jr. has strained his calf. So we don't know whether or not he's going to be right to play, and we are going down like flies, which is not ideal at all, especially in this part of the season. The trade deadline's obviously come and gone. There's not really much of an opportunity to add any more players as injury replacements or anything like that. And it's really got to be a decision going forward as to whether or not we try to make a push for the play-in and win as many games as possible, or if we continue to play the young guys and just see what happens, so to speak. We don't ever say the T word on this, being tanking, but I think at the moment we just see how many wins we can get and get as many minutes into guys like Nikhil and Kyra when he plays, Jackson Hayes, of course, as well, and just see what we've got there. See what sticks. Zion Williamson when he's back as well. On the Wednesday night, I guess it was over in the US, it was Thursday morning for me, the Magic took on the Pelicans. It went to overtime, and 115-110 was the defeat in the end. The Pelicans battled out. obviously with not many of the starters. Nikhil Alexander-Walker was our real bright spark. He was fantastic. But we had to play everyone big minutes, which was disappointing. So, you know, 46 minutes from Josh Hart, Bledsoe 45 minutes, Nikhil 38, Stephen Adams 36, and James Johnson for his first appearance with the Pelicans started over Zion Williamson, or in place of Zion Williamson, with 28 minutes. It was a really good opportunity to see the guys, or the new guys, contribute, I suppose. You know, James Johnson had been playing a bench role for the Dallas Mavericks. Not sure how much he'd been playing at all. Came in to play 28 minutes. He finished with 17 points, which he really played a role that we haven't had much this year in terms of a power forward that shoots the three consistently. He looked strong. He hit 3 of 5 three-pointers. Looked aggressive, and that veteran presence looks like he could serve us well going forward. Stephen Adams was good with 8 and 10. Nikhil had 31 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. 13 of 24 down the line, 4 of 7 from 3, 57%. Missed a free throw at the end of the game. He was 1 of 2. And unfortunately, we couldn't get it done. It was a scrappy game because obviously the Magic have traded all of their good players. Terrence Ross lit us up, and he was probably a difference maker down the stretch. Bledsoe had a good game with 14. Josh Hart, 14 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, starting at shooting guard or small forward. And, we just couldn't get it done. The two scrambly games, teams that they were, resulted in a really scrambly game. We only had 8 players that got any minutes. Kyra had 32 minutes, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block. 4 of 13, he was good. And we saw a bit of Wes Iwundu, who had 20 minutes, 7 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals. And he was active with those hands, and that's something you love to see. That's get a couple of defensive-minded players, and that really will help going forward, locking down those defensive guards. Or those are offensive guards, sorry, the star opposing guards. It'll be really good to see those guys match up on them and hopefully give the Pelicans a bit of a defensive edge, which we've been looking for the last few weeks. Jackson Hayes, in 16 minutes, had 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block, and he was solid. He was big dunks, a lot of athleticism, and he's coming along. He really is, and it was good to see him go up aggressively. None of this putting the ball on the ground. If he was catching it, he was going up, and that's all coming with reps, and he's starting to develop as well. So it was good to see all of these guys get a run out and a real litmus test, I suppose, to see these new guys join and how they would fit in. And it's tough coming into a team and a new system midway through the season, but good to see Wes and James slip straight in and contribute. So, over for Orlando, they had a big game from Terrence Ross off the bench. I don't know why he's off the bench. He had 19. Wendell Carter Jr., the new addition, had 21 and 12, which is something we've been waiting for him to do for years at Chicago, and now he started to come good, which is good. And they had Randall, whoever that bloke is, had 15 points. Dwayne Bacon had 14. James Ennis, good Perth Wildcats alum, had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. And if that doesn't give you an indication as to the turnover stats, well, get ready till we run over to the team comparison. Wasn't great. Spoiler alert, it wasn't really very good. The Magic shot 42% from the field. We shot 44%. 5 of 25 threes for the Magic to our 12 of 29. Not very often that we outscore someone with the three-pointers, but for them to have 5 and us lose, pretty horrific. Assists were good. We had 26 assists on 41 made shots, so the ball stuck a little bit more, but obviously without your lead guards, being Lonzo Ball, your lead creators, I suppose, Zion, B.I., and Lonzo, your assists are going to be down a little bit. Rebounds, we out-rebounded them. Steals, they had 17 steals, and we had 7. 17 steals they have. Do you know what that turns into? A whole heap of turnovers. So we had 24 turnovers for the game to their 10. Their points off turnovers, which are even more tantalizing, we had 17, they had 38. So from our 24 turnovers, they got 38 points. You're going to beat a team doing that? You absolutely are not. It's not going to happen. And it was obvious that they got to hang around because they got 38 points off turnovers because we couldn't take care of the ball. And, I mean, we head back to the box score. If I jog over there quickly, Josh Hart, 4 turnovers. Bledsoe, 6 turnovers. Nikhil, 5 turnovers. Adams, 2. 1 from James Johnson. 2 from Kyra Lewis. 3 from Wes. Jackson had 1. No one was sacred. No one treated the ball as sacred, I suppose, and were happy to give it up. And unfortunately, it was to our detriment. Nikhil down the stretch kept us in it. And, you know, in the end, we got beaten by a team that that wanted it more, that wanted to crack on, and they gave us a bit of a touch up in the end, losing by 5, and disappointing in the first night of a back to back that we didn't come out and stomp this team. But I suppose you get that. If we go to the quarter by quarter, Orlando started 27, we had 26. Second quarter 25-19, we only scored 19 for a whole quarter. 19 for them in the third quarter to our 31, and we thought we were away. Unfortunately, they answered with 30 in the fourth to our 25. Overtime was 14-9, and we fell away, which was disappointing. So, 3,700 in the Smoothie King Center, which you love to see. The crowd slowly creeping up, which I enjoy, and it's good to see the crowd starting to come back, and hopefully we can keep that going. And if the Americans can keep getting that vaccine and the COVID starts getting under control, well, you know, soon enough it'll all go back to normal, touch wood, and all this new version of normal, and we'll be loving life. So looking forward to that. So key takeaways, what do we got? Number one, James Johnson and Wes Iwundu are fantastic additions to our team in replace for JJ Redick and Melly. We're not going to take anything away from those two guys, but they were scoring-minded guys, shooters, whereas these guys are rangy, strong, defensive-minded wings, and we saw that, I think. I was surprised with James Johnson's output. You know, the bloke can shoot threes pretty good, and we haven't had many guys that can consistently knock down a catch-and-shoot three or create his own shot. He's really handy at that four spot to be able to play big and play small and put the ball on the court and go and get a bucket if we need one. Number two, I think we're at a point where injuries are hammering us a little bit. Depending on the timelines on these guys, well, do we make a business decision that the young guys get to play a bit more? Does Eric Bledsoe start getting a few less minutes? Guys like Jackson playing, Nikhil maybe staying in the starting lineup when Lonzo Ball comes back. I'm not sure. He was averaging 20-odd points on 50% shooting or 48% shooting. So do you then push him back to the bench after we've seen such a good output? I'm not sure. These are all things we're going to have to consider. Kyra is just going from strength to strength, and I think the more reps we can get into him is just going to really improve. So it's going to be difficult. It is going to be very, very difficult going forward. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. My third key takeaway is,
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We need to work out why all these injuries have happened. Are they all freak accidents, or is this some omen from the basketball gods saying, tank? I don't know. But it is going to have to be something we're going to have to look at and see why these guys have come to these niggly injuries. I know Zion, I think he fell on his hand or something, which is, you can't really help. Josh Hart's thumbs, probably, I don't know. I don't even know how he did his. Jackson Hayes did his wrist. You know, he's got the wrist guard on now. All these hand injuries, which is quite frustrating. Toe irritation for Brandon Ingram. But the timelines are a little bit sketchy at this point. And if it means getting them 100% healthy, we'll do that and we'll just win when we can. Because remember, this is the first year of a rebuild. So I know I carry on when we lose, but this one was pretty... I mean, you would have liked to win it, but we also came in with the bench guys playing extended minutes, guys having to play 35, 40-plus minutes. And what are you going to do? You know, injuries are a part of the game. Hopefully, Isaiah Thomas can come in and help out, but we'll see what happens going forward. So that was that game. Obviously, scrappy turnover game. Not great. It turns out that Josh Hart did play through the game with that torn ligament in his thumb. So... unfortunately, aggravated that, and that's cooked him. So, Stan came out and said that's basically him done for most of the remaining games of the year, which is not good for him in a contract year, and also not good for us because he's been pretty handy for us this year. So, we'll see what happens, but hopefully he comes good sooner rather than later. Yeah. So, before I jump into the next game, we'll thank the sponsors. Of course, mybookie.ag. When you sign up with them, use the code HOOPBALL, you'll get a deposit match, 50%. No doubt they're doing something over Easter, so go and check it out and see what they are up to. Because if you're going to gamble, do it with guys that support us. Be fantastic. Might be a little bit biased, but so be it. Of course, as well, manscaped.com, good friends of HOOPBALL. Use the code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20 when you sign up there. And at checkout, put that code in, you get 20% off and free shipping. Go and buy yourself a lawnmower 3.0 with the light and the ceramic blade. You'll be loving that. And yeah, treat yourself. You deserve it. It's Easter. Go and do it. Why not? I'm not going to get biblical about it. Just go and get yourself a shaver and tell them HOOPBALL sent you. Get yourself a discount. All right. So, we go into the second night of a back-to-back against the Atlanta Hawks. They're on the end of a long road trip. They're also on the second night of a back-to-back. On top of our back-to-back, we had to obviously have an overtime game. We can't use that as an excuse because the Atlanta Hawks had a double overtime game and they won against the Spurs. Since Nate McMillan took over as the coach, they've been on an absolute tear. Now they're above 500, 25 and 24 in the season after defeating us 126 to 103. And I think we were lucky to only lose by 23 points because they were flying, especially in the third quarter. We got absolutely blown apart. Unfortunately, Josh's injury had kept him out, so we changed to another revised starting lineup of Nikhil Bledsoe, Najee Marshall, James Johnson, and Jackson Hayes. Good on Najee for getting his, I don't know if it's his first career start, but he got a good 30 minutes out of it. We went a little bit deeper into the lineup with Wes, Kyra, Billy, and Wenyan Gabriel all playing. Stephen Adams succumbed to a calf, ankle injury. I think he's got a sprained ankle. And ankle soreness, I think they defined it as. So he didn't play, and Jackson was in the starting lineup. Gosh, these injuries. Like I said at the start of the segment, I suppose I knew what was going up, what was coming up. But we are losing some guys. They did announce after this game that Kyra has got a sore calf as well, as I said earlier on. It was a bit of a Kyra game, this one. He had 21 points, career high, in 25 minutes, and he was good. Got to see his whole range of abilities, being his three-point shooting, his ability to cut and drive, go fast, go slow, and, you know, he was pulling out all the tricks. Nikhil was good. He had 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. He filled up the stat sheet. Unfortunately, only 3 of 15 shooting, so maybe he wasn't that good. He looked like he was good out there. I suppose maybe defensively he was a bit better, but... cooled off a little bit from his game before. Eric Bledsoe, 31 minutes, he had 14 and 5. And in the first half, the team looked really good. Yeah, we looked really, really good matching the really good by comparison. I mean, we've played some pretty good games throughout the journey, but yeah, for the guys that were out there, looked good. Najee was solid with 9 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, and 3 steals. He was good on that defensive end, flicking an arm up and had a few dunks and a bit of carry on. James Johnson doubled down on his 17 last game to have 16, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals and a block. 6 of 9 shooting, 3 of 4 from 3-point land. And he was solid. He had 4 turnovers, but, you know, who didn't have a turnover in this game is probably the better question. Wes was good with 27 minutes. He had 10 points and a rebound, 2 assists. And like I said before, Kyra had 21. And Billy had 9 and 9 in 21 minutes. Wenyan Gabriel played 11. He had no points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And he was all right. He only missed. He had 1 shot and he missed it. You get that. You get that on the big jobs. So, over at Atlanta, we got lit up by Kevin Huerter and Bogdan Bogdanovic. Both those guys just absolutely tore us a new one. 24 points from Huerter. Bogdanovic had 26, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. And he looked really good. Clint Capella was too big. He had 14 and 10. At times, we troubled him, made him rush, but he's a solid bloke. How many blocks? He had 6 blocks. So, if that doesn't give you an indication as to how the night went, well, you know, probably half of them are on the keel. Lou Williams, his first game with the Atlanta Hawks, had 19 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists. He looked very comfortable with a steal and a block as well, 8 of 15, and he was handy. Tony Snell had 10, and Okongwu had 11 and 9, their rookie, and Mays had 4 and 2 as well. They went right into the bag. Obviously, they've got a few injuries with Trae Young, Reddish, Hunter, Dunn, Collins, and Gallinari all out and injured, which you hate to see. I reckon injuries have to be the worst part of this because, especially if you're watching it live, you know, you want to go and see you're sitting in the arena and then one of the blokes is injured and you don't get to see him. It's a real shame, particularly if you only see these team, I don't know, once or twice a year. It's disappointing, and you hope the best for the guys. You never wish injuries on anyone. The best players should get to compete, and we like to compete against the best players. So, what did we learn? Well, I mean, quarter by quarter, it was 28-34. We started fast again. Quarter two, 27-20, and they started chipping away. The third quarter was our Achilles heel, as per normal. 39 they scored, we scored 25-32 and 24 in the last quarter, and by then it was well and truly over. They had a 16-0 run in the third quarter at one point, and we just could not stop them until James Johnson had a 5-0 run himself and got a few points back. But yeah, we looked average. They scored 56% from the field for the night, 13-29 shooting, 44% from three. We only had 8 3-pointers for the game, 27% and 43% from the whole game. Free throws, 82%, not bad, to their 15%. Rebounds, we got out-rebounded. Obviously, no Steven or Josh to get those big rebounds. And we got hammered on the rebounds. Steals, they had 10, we had 7. Turnovers, 15 apiece. The difference was is they had 23 points off turnovers to our 18. So not too big of a discrepancy, but it was when it happened. You know, in that third quarter, they absolutely blew us apart, and it was disappointing in the end. We sort of fell away, and that was the Smoothie King Center again. Another 3,700 people, lucky fans get to go and watch the basketball. Final score 126-103. So what did we learn? B.I. and Zion and Lonzo and Steven Adams and Josh Hart are all really important for the team's success. You know, we're a different side when we've got to go that deep into the bench. It's tough, but you know, obviously injuries are a part of life, as I have discussed many times just today even, and throughout the journey. But disappointing loss nonetheless. The guys get a day off today, I think. They didn't play today. You know, they might be back on tomorrow, actually. Taking on the Houston Rockets, I think, at Houston. Yep, at Houston. So that's on in 15 hours at the time of recording. So 8 a.m. my time. I don't know what that translates to over there, but it's coming up. So we've got plenty on the long weekend. 4-day long weekend for me, and 3 games of basketball. No dramas. Happy with that. So what do we got to look for? You know, John Wall pretty handy. They're only 13 and 35 on the season. They've been getting absolutely smashed all over the park. So it'll be just one of those games that we need to just absolutely get smashed by them. I'm not optimistic given the amount of injuries, but again, who knows? We might be all right. We might come out and give them a hiding. I don't know. I'm not psychic. But we'll see what happens with that. I don't like predicting the games because I always get it wrong. That's why I don't bet on sports that often. So, key takeaways from the Atlanta game. We need those guys back. We need the injuries. You know, we've got a really bright future. It shows how important these guys are to your team. And hopefully going forward, we can bounce back. Number two, double down on what I said about the first game. You know, these new additions in Wes and James have been really handy. And I think they're going to be great additions going forward. They'll definitely carve out a spot in the rotation, I think. I think they have to. I don't think we should leave them sitting idle when you've got these lengthy guards slash forwards who can play basketball, which is what we need. Good basketball players. That's how you win games. And I suppose the third key takeaway is just keep getting the reps in the young guys. Keep seeing them play. I know it's a bit repetitive, but that's what we need to do. This is the future. This is the rebuild. And the more games these guys get into them, the more minutes they get under the belt, well, the better we'll be. So we'll do that. All right. So we've got another game on tomorrow. We'll get another podcast out after that, if all goes to plan. I might put a pin in it, I reckon, guys. I think that's enough of me rattling on. I'd just like to say happy Easter to everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful time. If you can catch up with your family, do it. If you've got this health stuff going on with all the COVID restrictions and stuff, well, then listen to that. But if you can throw your arm around a loved one, go and do that and support one another, because holiday times are always the hardest, especially when you can't be near your family. So go and look after one another and mask up and get your vaccine if you can, and hopefully it'll all go back to normal soon enough. So that's me. As always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels is the show. This is the Pelican Scoop, and let's go Pels. We'll beat the Houston Rockets. Let's do it. Tell them Lyle sent you. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.